Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk Midwestern State Volleyball with head coach Stephanie Radecki. And Stephanie, it's great to see you and great to have you here. And we look forward to doing these podcasts throughout the course of the year. You're brand new here at Midwestern State. How's it going?
It's going really well. I'm excited to be here. So thanks for having me.
Oh, no, we're thrilled to death to have you here. And you certainly have a background that gets everybody excited. At North Alabama, you had 326 wins. You're national runner-up in 2006. You come from a Division I program the last 4 years at Southern Mississippi. So there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about Midwestern State Volleyball. Why are you optimistic about Midwestern State Volleyball?
Well, I think it's a great university. We have amazing support with our administrators. I think there's really great volleyball surrounding in our region and in our state. And there's a lot that Midwestern State has to offer, especially female student athletes that want to come and compete in an amazing conference in the Lone Star Conference. So there's a lot of great things here. There's a lot of things to be excited about.
I think you somewhat answered this, but I was curious what attracted you to Midwestern State.
Well, I think a lot of those things. I had a lot of conversations with Kyle, and they were great conversations about what an amazing place this is. And, there have been no surprises. It's been amazing. It's a very unique and special place with coaches that support each other and administrators that are there for their coaches and their student athletes to allow them to be successful. And, as a coach, that's what you need, that's what you want, and that's what makes it a great atmosphere to work in.
You didn't have the luxury of a lot of time to get ready for this season. So what were some of the challenges you faced just to get ready for the start of the year?
Yeah, I think just getting familiar with everyone, getting used to your surroundings, getting to know the team. I really only got to meet with each player once before they left for the summer. And so being able to form relationships with them, as well as your coworkers and your staff, and getting acclimated to what the schedule that's already in place, and making sure that all our travel plans are set. So just a lot of little details and a lot in a short period of time.
Had to travel right off the bat to start this season, and certainly kind of a baptism by fire having to play a couple of ranked opponents at Nebraska Kearney. I want to talk about each game individually, but just overall, what was your impression of that first road trip in these first four games, and is the team pretty much where you thought they'd be at this point?
Yeah, I think so. It was a great place to play. Kearney is amazing volleyball atmosphere. It's a huge the community is really impressive how they support the university. I heard great things about it over the years, and just being in that atmosphere was really fun. And so it was a great place for our team to kick off the season with a decent amount of fans really supporting volleyball. I think, we started the weekend a little slow, and then we saw some really good things throughout the weekend. And obviously a lot of things we need to work on, but I think if we continue to focus on the main goal of improvement every day, we can really see some good things from this team.
You opened up with Sioux Falls, and in the first couple of sets, you had a lead in both of those sets. You just couldn't hold on to it. What kept you from winning one or both of those sets?
Honestly, in that match, we didn't adjust fast enough. Our serve receive really struggled, which is something I don't expect from this group. I think we have a really strong core of primary passers, and we didn't adjust to what they were doing very quickly. They really did hit some great shots, and our defense just wasn't as heads up as we would have liked. There's also that initial, we had a lot of freshmen on the floor, a lot of young players, and that initial shock of the collegiate atmosphere kind of hit us hard, so we definitely didn't see the outcome that we wanted.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that, too, because you also have a team that's playing with a new head coach. So everything's a lot of first this past
weekend. Everything's new from, we've had a couple scrimmages, but from a timeout, what do you do? Where do you go? Do you sit? Do you stand? So everything's just kind of getting acclimated to the information that they're getting from our staff, to just how we respond after a timeout. So it takes a little time.
It is interesting because, as you pointed out, that was a great environment at Kearney.
And
I personally kind of fell in love with that floor that they had there.
Beautiful.
That was pretty sharp.
Yeah, it's very sharp.
But that's kind of a nice way to start the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You can't ask for much more in Division II volleyball. It's a great place to play, and great competition, and especially for our our young freshmen out there, here, this is where we want to be. This is what we want to do. So it was a really nice way to set the tone for their career.
Some of the freshmen looked like they were ready for the stage.
Yeah.
And one of those freshmen was Sadie Portman. She had a really nice debut for you.
She really did. You know, as a freshman, I think she's definitely carrying a big load on her shoulders. But she's handled it fairly well. And once she gets more training at this level, she can understand the importance of a hitting percentage or being able to pass and still be ready to swing. And those things are all things that we work on in practice, and she's going to pick up pretty quickly. She's a very talented player.
In your second match, you faced the host, ranked 10th in the nation in Nebraska, Kearney, and not a bad start. You were tied 12-12 in the first set. You were kind of toe-to-toe with them there for a while.
Yeah, I really think we handled it very well. You know, sometimes there's nothing wrong with playing the role of the underdog. Sometimes that can serve you well. And I think we did that well, which is good because, you know, I think this team, this season, it's okay to be that, to take on that persona and just go after teams and never quit and just fight. And I think that they did that. So that was really nice to see.
You're within 2 points at the end of that set.
Yeah.
And then they played a couple of really good points to close it out against you. Aaliyah played great. She hit 308 in that match.
She did. She had a great weekend. You know, I knew with her coming in that she had a lot of experience and experience at a very strong level. And I've seen her firsthand. She's athletic. She's dynamic. And she can be a force at the net. And I definitely think she was able to do that this weekend.
So she's a transfer. She came from Nichols. Mm-hmm. What is that experience at that level? Does that give her an advantage coming here to play in the Lone Star Conference?
You know, I wouldn't call it an advantage because I think the Lone Star Conference is so strong that I think she'll even see a little, her eyes will open a little bit at times. But it's also a great experience to have. And I think, she loves it. You know, I think she's excited for it. There's definitely something about the high Division II level that is very exciting and fun, especially for middles. I think they get a lot more attempts. I think that they're a lot more involved. You know, obviously that just depends on the program, but I think she enjoyed her weekend. And, you know, obviously we'd like to see some better results as a team win, but I definitely think she will do very well for us this fall.
Is that the type of player you like to have? Should we expect that type of middle during your reign here?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I've been known to have some really athletic, dynamic, fast middles. Not always 6'1", 6'2", but maybe, you know, we had a 5'9" middle at North Alabama that touched over 10 feet that was an All-American for us. So those are, you know, we love the middles that can run different play sets and be really versatile and beat blockers, and that's the goal.
Your third match this past weekend was against the second-ranked team in the nation, Washburn.
Yeah.
But a couple of freshmen stood out in the third set of that match. Robin White and Kimona Carter both played well for you against a really tough opponent.
Yeah, they both came off the bench really well. Robin did some great things, and you know, she's been right in the mix of our starting lineup. And it was really fun to see her come on the floor, and you could tell she was just really pumped and excited and prepared. There was no part of her that acted like a freshman, which, you know, it's okay to act like a freshman, but she definitely didn't act like one. Kimora did a great job just getting up fast in the middle and finding some great swings on their angles. And, you know, I think they had a lot of fun. And as they have fun, because they're being successful, they'll really start to crave a better result. And I think that's when programs start to build.
Did they earn more playing time?
Yeah, you know, we used both of them more that weekend. Both Robin and Kimora saw the floor versus Minot State, and they will earn more playing time. I mean, it's going to be one of those situations this year where just staying prepared and showing up and doing some great things and training well at a high level in practice is going to get you opportunities. So,
well, you mentioned they were prepared. That says something about you and your coaching staff, too, doesn't it?
Oh, well, thank you. I'll take it. I mean, I think they just it's just a mentality of being ready to go and knowing that there's going to be opportunities to step on the floor and they're going to take advantage of them. So, yeah, I think just we're still as a team learning how to train and how to train in a way that leads to success. And that's going to be a daily grind for us right now.
Some coaches are reticent to play freshmen. I don't care what the sport is. They just don't want to play freshmen. Are you comfortable playing freshmen? Do you feel like you have to play freshmen at this where the program is right now?
I'm comfortable playing freshmen. I'm comfortable playing sophomores, juniors, seniors. I'm comfortable playing whoever steps up in practice. You know, I think that a lot of student athletes these days forget how important it is to drill well and understand the importance of success in a daily practice setting. And, you know, coaches always talk about how much we hate gamers, even though we love them. You have to be able to show up in practice. You have to be able to produce and show everyone on the team what you're capable of in practice. And our freshmen have done that. And we've had a lot of different people do that at different times. We just, as a group, need to do it more often and more consistently.
It's probably not always true, but generally the best players are setting the standard during practice.
Yes.
Are you finding that happening with Midwestern State right
now?
We're
starting to raise the standard. That's the goal right now, just raise it on a daily basis, whether it's in the weight room, whether it's how we carry ourselves on the team, how we travel, how we approach everyone. We just want to raise the standard, period.
You know, you don't think about volleyball in the weight room. How important is the weight room with volleyball?
The weight room is huge for volleyball. You know, that's where you create strength. That's where you create speed. That's where you learn how to consistently be dynamic. And for us, the weight room over the years, for me as a coach, has been huge. You know, as wherever I've been at, you know, we won't necessarily get the top recruit as far as you are ranked 25th in the country. Obviously, those kids are going to Power Five. So you have to get the potential player that can be athletic and dynamic, and you have to be able to develop that in the weight room in order to be successful at this level.
And you mentioned at the top, you think that you can recruit in this area, that the volleyball is strong in this region.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, volleyball is great in Texas, but, you know, obviously I think Sadie Portman has proven that Wichita Falls can produce some great volleyball players. So definitely, you know, Henrietta, that's where Kimora's from. There's so much talent in just the Dallas surrounding area. So that's huge for us right now.
Well, I don't want to just skip past the first win of the year against Minot State. I want to talk a little bit about that because it turned into a 5-set thriller. Was that the kind of match you expected going in?
You know, honestly, I didn't know what to expect going in. It's such a new team with so many new things happening and like you said earlier, new staff. So you really don't know what to expect. I think Minot State, their program is in a very similar spot as ours right now.
I was going to say, that was a little bit different because you're not necessarily the underdog going
right
into that match.
I think both of us were in a place where I believe their coach is fairly new and she's kind of facing the same battles I am, and we're trying to build a program and set a standard, and you could kind of see that throughout the match. Like, there were such big momentum shifts because that's where our programs are right now, and you could see their kids fighting and our kids fighting, and you could see each team having moments of struggles and kind of having to fight through that. So, you know, if you understand that, you can go back and appreciate the match a lot more for two teams that are really trying to get their legs underneath them and start to build a program and what a great program can be.
We saw Leah go down with an injury in that match. What's her status going forward?
Right now we're just taking it day by day. You know, ankle sprains are hard to decide, really hard to know how long it's going to be, but she feels good and she looks good and she has a really good positive outlook right now. So we're just trying to get her back as soon as we can.
It looked like she stepped on a teammate's foot coming down. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think she came down on our off blocker, and you know, that happens in volleyball a lot. Unfortunately, there's really nothing you can do to prevent that. And turned it just a little bit, and there's a little bruising, a little swelling, and obviously some soreness. So we just have to get that worked out before she can get back to playing.
So you got another four games coming up this weekend in Denton. It starts at 10 a.m. on Friday when you play Wichita Baptist at Kitty McGee Arena in Denton. Where are you hoping to see improvement this weekend over this past weekend?
Well, we need to be more consistent offensively. Improve our hitting percentage numbers. We also need to be efficient defensively and not allow teams to hit the same shots over and over again without adjusting to those. But, you know, obviously, I think the main thing is taking advantage of any opportunity we have for a free ball or an in-system pass to be able to put the ball away and score points.
It seemed like you didn't do enough with the free ball opportunities that you had.
We did not. We talked a lot about that, you know, and I think that's the biggest difference between good and great teams, how many free balls you can efficiently take advantage of, how many opportunities teams give you where you run through the ball and run your offense, and we definitely need to improve that area of our game right now.
So you've got Northwestern Oklahoma also on Friday, Missouri Southern and East Central coming up on Saturday. How does this competition measure up against the competition you saw last week in Nebraska?
Well, obviously Nebraska playing two ranked teams out of the four, you know, those are experienced programs. They've competed for national championships. That's going to always be a little bit different of a environment. These teams are teams that we have to really take advantage of and do our best, play our best volleyball. And hopefully if we do that, then we'll leave with some great outcome.
Was there any individual player that, I don't want to say surprised you, but maybe played beyond what you were expecting this past week? Or just anybody that you thought played especially well?
I think Amy DeWalt did a really nice job at Libero for us. I don't think it was a huge surprise, but I think the first match she was a little hesitant, and she made a big change going into the second, third, and fourth matches where I saw that Libero mindset from her. And I think Tegan Jones, she, as a freshman, she was our defensive specialist in the first match, and we ended up going into a 6-2, which takes us out of using all our defensive players because of subs. But she came off the bench in some really key moments for us, and because of her composure, really helped us in some of those matches. So, again, another freshman, but she was just, I call her stone cold. She was stone cold. She just, I call her name, and she'd just be like, okay, let's go. There was no wide-eyed. There was no questioning. It was just ran onto the court and made some plays for us. So that was really nice to see.
You had some nice runs over the course of last weekend. How would you assess your serving? I think Autumn Roach had an 11-point run.
She did. She did a great job. I think learning that you can have a really nice serve, and if you can put it in the court consistently, that can produce points for your team. And that's something we're still learning. You know, I think our focus in practice has been too much on the ace or miss, and in a game, that just can't be your mentality. It has to be I need to put them out of system if at all possible, but I can't miss a lot of serves. So it makes a huge difference when you can serve in the court well.
If we kind of take this schedule and you take that group of four matches going into this week in another group of four matches, is this where you expect to see the most improvement from your team? In football, I know they always say you make your biggest improvement from week one to week two. Is that kind of what we might expect here with the volleyball team?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's the goal. I definitely hope so. I think especially with the teams that we're seeing this weekend, we should be able to see a little bit more positives on the stat sheet, which is exciting.
So you mentioned the hitting percentage a moment ago, and I know last year the hitting percentage was not where Midwestern State would like to be.
Yeah.
Do you see that coming up considerably?
I hope so. You know, I definitely think that we stress that a lot in practice with a lot of the drills that we do, and you know, it's something that you have to stress every day or it's not going to show up in practice. And it's one of those things that you have to stress even when you're just hitting reps. We're just hitting reps right now, and we can't just hit reps and out, in the net, out. It has to be a consistent swing more often in the court.
Did you think the girls were a little bit tentative on their swings?
I'm sure they were. I think that's a normal mentality opening weekend. And you know, you want to be able to fall into a starting lineup, and they understand that too. And so it's like, well, if I err a lot, I'm going to maybe I'll get taken out and then I'll fall out of that. But you know, a starting lineup has to do with what happens every day in practice, not just what happens in one match. So, you know, there's a lot of training and teaching in those areas right now that we're trying to communicate with the girls that, we will all hopefully get on the same page with soon.
You got to have a strange schedule, and that you're going to Denton back-to-back weeks.
We are. I think that third weekend, it's a a bit of a Lone Star Conference crossover type deal. And we just so happen to go in there again. So I hope it's a great place to play. I've never been there, but it seems like it. They've sent some great information, so I'm excited. quick trips. Nothing wrong with
Quick right. Trip. Now, the geography works out well for you, for sure.
Yeah.
But all of that before you get a chance to play at home, do you think that works out well for you, that your team gets to play, 12 matches before you even come home?
I think that works out great for us. I think there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we get to really just work out a lot of kinks before we show everyone at home what our product is right now. And I also think sometimes there's less stress, less outside stressors for your team when you're on the road. It's eat, sleep, play. at home, there's a lot of other factors. So I think that's a good thing. We can get a lot accomplished on the road, and then hopefully we'll get home and have some great support and feel that ease of the crowd supporting us.
It's interesting because I was talking to one of the other coaches about this. Your team kind of bonds when they're on the road.
Yeah.
It probably is a good thing to have these three weekends where the team can all be together like this.
Yeah, you know, I think our staff learned a lot about our team this weekend. They're fun. it's been a long time since I've been on the bus with a team that actually, like, put their phones aside for a little bit and talk.
Oh, I didn't even know that was possible.
I know, it's crazy. But, you know, it was fun. I think they showed a lot of personality on our bench, the way they supported the team. We had people on the bench, a lot of people on the bench ready to play. We've got a big group, and they all seem extremely engaged right now, which is really nice because quickly players can decide, oh, I'm not getting what I thought I was going to get, so I can get really frustrated. But, you know, we have some seniors on the floor that didn't see a lot of playing time, but they contributed to our team a lot. They gave really good information to our staff. They gave great information to the team. Their main goal right now is for our team to be successful in whatever role that means. And they're not content with not seeing the floor. They want it. But, you know, you also could see it in practice yesterday. They were back ready to go and, okay, can I earn something more, and how can I help? And it was really nice to see.
The team did seem, for lack of a better word, loose and like they were having fun on the floor.
Yeah, loose is good. Loose is great. And I think that really plays a part in how our bench supported them this weekend. And that was really nice to see. So it was exciting.
Stephanie, it's nice to see you. I look forward to doing this every week.
Yeah, this is great.
And talking about the volleyball, I'm looking forward to seeing the volleyball team in person here on September 17th and calling that match. But I'm enjoying watching the team, and it was fun last week, and hopefully we have even more fun this week.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited. Hopefully next week we have some really positive things to talk about.
That's Stephanie Radecki, the head women's volleyball coach here at Midwestern State University, and you've been listening to the Midwestern State University Volleyball Podcast, and we'll be back with you next week. I'm Pete Stein saying thanks for listening to the Volleyball Stain Gang Podcast.